Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Today, some tips, tricks, and secrets of playing first base, the ideal infield position for a lefty. I asked veteran first basemen around the country what they thought other first basemen should know, and one rule really stood out. And that rule is, always expect a bad throw. Be ready to scramble to come up with the ball, and do what you have to do to stop a bad throw, even when it means leaving the base. With slow runners, you often have time to step off the bag to make the catch, and then get back to the bag in time to still make the out. And if the ball is thrown to your left, you can leave the bag for it, and still tag the runner out if you don't have time to tag the base. Several players talked about scooping a throw in the dirt. Get your glove as close to where the ball hits the ground as possible. That way, a bad hop has less chance of getting past you. Don't be afraid to watch the ball into your glove. Too many first basemen turn their heads away from the ball as they try to scoop it out of the dirt. Give your fielders a good target, and tell them over and over to throw it at your head, or throw it at your glove, or whatever specific point you're most comfortable with. If they're just throwing it to first base, they're more likely to throw wild. If they have a specific point to aim for, the odds are better that you'll get a throw you can catch. Know your infielders. If you have a third baseman whose throws are consistently to the right, get your left foot on the bag and be ready to stretch to the right. If you have a shortstop who throws high, hold your glove low for a target to try to keep his throw down, but be ready to jump. When the ball is hit to you and the pitcher is covering first, toss the ball to him underhand, and toss to the bag rather than to the pitcher. Throw it to where he's headed, not to where he is. When a batter comes up who usually hits toward first, remind your pitcher that he may have to cover the base for you. Another rule a lot of players mentioned was don't stretch before the ball is thrown. You'll have time to get into position. If you try to anticipate the throw and guess wrong, you'll be leaning the wrong way and the ball will probably get by you. And speaking of stretching, every first baseman should do stretching exercises that allow him to get the maximum extension possible from his body, regardless of his height. On extra base hits, there's no reason for you to stay at first. Once the runner is past your base, stay in the game. If the hit is to left field, run over and back up second. If men are on base, you might need to back up home plate. When you're no longer needed at first, run to where you might do some good as a backup. Whenever men are on base, be ready for them to try to take an extra base when a fielder throws to first. Don't forget that even though you've made a put out at first, the other runners may still advance. How often have you seen a man on third score because the first baseman was so happy that he dug the ball out of the dirt for an out that he forgot to immediately check the other base runners? Your job isn't done when you catch the ball. You may have to throw the ball, too. Keep your head in the game. Always police your area. Boy, that brings back memories of basic training. That means examine the dirt around first base carefully. Pick up pebbles and smooth out the ground around the bag. Reduce the chances of the ball taking a bad hop, both from the batter and from throws in the dirt from your infielders. And notice if the ground is wet, dry, hard, or soft. The ball won't come up as much when it's thrown in the dirt if the ground is wet or soft. Have the infielders throw some balls in the dirt to you before the game so you know what kind of bounces you'll be getting. Know where the sideline fence is. It can be your friend or your enemy. If there's an open dugout on the line of the throw from shortstop, your job is to be sure the ball never gets into the dugout. You can be a little more risky on throws in the dirt if you know the fence will stop the ball if it gets by you. And finally, work on your arm strength. Most first basemen don't have to make long throws too often, and they lose strength and speed. A player who moved from playing third base to first base told me that after a few weeks he noticed he couldn't throw as hard anymore. So he worked on getting his throwing strength back, and now he's throwing runners out at third after making putouts at first. Thanks for listening, and please check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.